With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, what's happening? How are you today? Let's do it. Tiki and Tierney coming to you live from our Quicken Loans studio, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently on this Thursday across the country. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206. Tiki is out today, back tomorrow. God, what a weird day this has been. Oh, God. It's so embarrassing. I got to tell you, I'm embarrassed to be a Jets fan. I'm embarrassed to be a Jets fan. I think today was, was pretty much a perfect illustration of just how little football people actually know. I understand you want to, bang, bang, bang away on the keyboard. It makes yourself feel better. Let me write this. Oh, yeah, yeah, I got the wrong guy. You don't know if the Jets hired the wrong guy. Nobody knows. And I'm listening, and I'm reading, and I'm listening, and I'm reading. Oh, my God. Listen, anger. And by the way, I don't know if Adam Gase is the right guy. I have no idea, but I'll tell you this. It's a little something different from what they've been doing, right? Last time the Jets hired a head coach with experience was Bill Parcells. Unless, of course, you count Bill Belichick, who was there for 6 hours. Actually, probably more like 6 minutes. Then he bolted. Then they went to Al Groh. Then they went to Herm Edwards. Then they went to Eric Mangini. Then they went to Rex Ryan. Then they went to Todd Bowles. Coordinator, 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 coordinator. And in large part, fail, 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 fail. Yeah, Herm had his pocket. Rex got the two championship games. But if you don't win the Super Bowl, which is what it's about, at the end of the day, you failed. I don't know if Adam Gase is going to be good, but I do know it's different, and not alone. I'm okay with, offensive guy. Yeah, I always make fun of that picture. Now he's my head coach. You can't draw it up any different. I mean, right? How many times have I cracked on that weird picture that CBS Sports Network just threw up there? It's like something from American Beauty. It just looks weird. He's my head coach now, And, if you want to get angry, at least pertaining to sport, and I get this. I love it. Passion's part of the deal. But there's got to be passion that is at least, if not littered, like at least somewhat laced with intelligence. A little intelligence sprinkled in. Just a little. I mean, when you have passion rooted in idiocy, I can't do it. You got to know what you're talking about. And I love you, Jet fans, but Mike, do me a favor. Pull up my Twitter account. I thought this would be, I had to write this. I had to put this on Twitter this morning. You know which one I'm looking for, the short but sweet one. Read this to everybody. This will tell you exactly what I was thinking this morning, about an hour after I consumed all the nonsense from, and I love you, Jet fans, but go ahead, Mike. What did I write?
Just very simply, don't get this the wrong way, Jets fans, but stay off Twitter for a few days. You're embarrassing yourselves.
You are. You're embarrassing yourselves, and I'll tell you why. Anger, again, at least pertaining to sport, you've got to have, you can't be angry if you don't know that they got it wrong. And like, if we're sitting here and a young Parcells or whatever coach you think is great, and Bill certainly was on the market and they had a chance to hire him and they elected not to, then you can rightfully be angry. Like it was a colossal swing and miss. It was reckless. It was egregious. Whatever word you want to use. Here's what people don't realize about Mike McCarthy. Because this is really, I think, what's fueled the Jets fans' confusion and anger. Mike McCarthy pretty much single-handedly ended the aura of infallibility at Lambeau Field. Like, we're talking about Mike McCarthy like the guy never lost. Mike McCarthy allowed that. Just go back and find the point spreads to the 2007 championship game when Eli rolled in. Who won? Giants won. That was at home. That was the chance. That was for the right to go to the Super Bowl. They lost the game, all right, with Brett Favre. 2011, what happens? Giants roll back in. Not the championship game, just a divisional matchup. Packers were favored. What happens? Giants win. 2013, wild card, what happens? 49ers roll in. What happens? 49ers walk out a winner. They lose at Lambeau again. Really, and you can even make the case back in 2014 that if Dez doesn't get screwed, they would have lost that game as well, because we all know in hindsight it's a catch with Dez Bryant. Did he make a football movement? Who knows? Where is the, like, what am I missing with Mike McCarthy? Yes, he was a coach for 13 years. Yes, he had Brett Favre and he had Aaron Rodgers. Yes, he won a Super Bowl, a singular Super Bowl. And that's something that most people don't have. But the list of failures is quite long. Game management, antiquated offense. What was the source of the erosion between the relationship with he and Rodgers? Now, maybe it's just Rodgers' fault because he's a little quirky. It's possible. All the home playoff losses I just chronicled. How in the world was Mike McCarthy a home run hire? Because if he was a home run hire, oh, I don't know. Don't you think maybe one of, say, the other seven teams that had openings would have actually called them up? Nobody even called the guy. Nobody was interested. So what did Mike McCarthy do? McCarthy went out very strategically and very intelligently from his point of view, although it didn't work. He put it out there and he put the pressure on the Jets. That's the only job I want. Hey, Mike, it's the only job that anybody was even considering giving you. You better say that. And that didn't even work. So I know. Big bad New York City's going to eat up Adam Gase. Oh, you're not going to work with that attitude, buddy. If he wins, who cares? It doesn't matter. Like, people get wrapped up. And I'll tell you the truth, I'm not always immune to this. You know, Tiki's out today. Tiki's seen me do it. I'm not saying I never do this. I mean, but it's not about who won the press conference, you know, who had the flashy hire, who had the sexy hire. Did you get the right guy? And not that we're doing 3 hours on Gase and the Jets, but however long I do, say if it's 25 minutes, whatever, 30 minutes, I can yell for 30 minutes. I can scream for 30 minutes. I can rant and rave like a maddening lunatic for 30 minutes that they got the wrong guy. Doesn't mean I'm right. I could also conversely get on the air, and I'm obviously somewhere in the middle here, get on the air and say, oh, my God, they got the next Lombardi. They got the next offensive. He's so amazing. It's a home run. You can't miss. He's great. Had to have him. I'm not saying that. But I'm taking a measured approach from somebody who, by the way, you want to talk about, this is one thing I think the Jets get a bad rap on. Because they haven't won a Super Bowl since Joe Namath, the Jets have been unfairly lumped into the pile of losers. And they're not. Yeah, this drought's about as pronounced as it's been and prolonged as it's been in terms of playoff drought. But Rex won games, Herm won games, Mangini won a playoff game against the Pats. Things have happened where the Jets have not been the Browns. So with all due respect to the Browns, and I think because of that, and because of the, you know, larger shadow for sure of the New York Giants, at least in the football landscape nationally, like if you're a football fan, and you just peer into the New York football scene, you know, without proper context. And I get it. End of the day, Giants have Lombardis. Jets have won. I get it. Giants are the team. They have more fans in New York, and they have more cachet. But just because a team that's been, you know, on a bit of a slippery slope hires somebody that you don't really know anything about, or you think you know about, but you really don't. See, a lack of knowledge is a dangerous thing. And I think what happens is, the great part of social media is that everybody could be a GM and everybody could weigh in. And it's fun. It's fun. Until it's so dumb and so, you know, stifling that you have to stop reading it. Because most of the people, and this is just the way of the world, whether it's politics, whether it's sports, people reach for the negative stuff. Because, let's face it, you know, if we did a story about, you know, some athlete, I don't know, some great charitable endeavor, and there's so many of them, and we had a nice 13-minute interview and we talked about all the good things and, you know, the money that was raised and going to schools. I'm just making up a situation, but this obviously happens all the time. You know, you get a few retweets, couple likes. Yeah, nice job. All right, he's a good guy. Next. Now we look for somebody to bury. Like, that's the way the sports world has long been conditioned, to reach for the low-hanging fruit and just crush the soul out of somebody because you don't think they're good. And I'm not going to do that to Adam Gase because, as I started to say before, as much as the Jets are positioned as a doormat and a laughingstock. You want to really look at a doormat? Look at the Dolphins. I mean, look at the Dolphins. Look at the Dolphins since Dan Marino retired. Look at them. And that front office is a disaster. You got a bunch of bootlickers and sycophants running around for Ross. You've had 26 quarterbacks seemingly since the turn, right around there. I actually wrote that it might be 25 or 26, but it's in that neighborhood. A multitude of failed coaches and coordinators. You've tried to rebuild. You've tried to get free. You've tried everything. You've done nothing. Adam Gase went there, right? His first year, won 10 games. So you need to at least dial back the vitriol. I'm not saying that you got to stamp it a home run, but geez, can you have a little balance? I'm cool with the hire. I think he's going to be terrific for Sam Darnold. And if he's not, then I will destroy him. Like I destroyed Todd Bowles. I have to get away from, going for the scoreboard on day one. We'll find our scoreboard. Now, the immediacy of it, it's not gratifying. It's a dance, and it could be a lengthy one. Now, we restructured our whole offices here at CBS Sports Radio. Mike D'Cell was doing – D'Cell, were you with Doug at that point? All right, so I didn't really see D'Cell much at all. But Mike was obviously with us, and before that, Ray Martell. And, what is now the sales area was our office, whatever. It's all been rearranged. And the day that Todd Bowles was hired, I cut out, like a 12-year-old, a picture of Todd Bowles' face on the back of the Daily News that said, "In Todd we trust." I hung it up in front of my desk, and I was rooting for Todd Bowles. Like, I accepted that hire with optimism, much like I accepted all the other ones, And I just at a point now where I'm going to react to what I see. And I haven't seen anything from Adam Gase as head coach of the Jets yet. And when I do, then I'll react. It's that simple. But, man, it was ugly today. I really thought it was embarrassing for Jets fans. I really did, Mike. Embarrassing.
Don't you think that Gase needs to get a little bit of a pass? Ryan Tannehill, his starting quarterback, who's not even that good.
I know.
Missed 24 games in 3 years with him.
Of course.
And he still finished only two games behind 500. He had Jay Cutler for a year. He had Matt Moore and whatever other scrubs he's had filling
Brock
in.
Brock Osweiler. Yeah.
I mean, don't you think the guy needs a little bit of a break?
Well, yes. That's why I'm giving it to him on a national show. Now, the one knock, and it's a fair one, is that Adam Gase did not build a good roster. Adam Gase had more control in Miami than he will here. But he's not building the roster anymore. All he's got to do is coach, so that's all that matters. Oh, he drafted the wrong guy. He's not drafting anymore. All he has to do is get this offense going straight, going in the right direction. And he finally has a quarterback. Sam Darnold's going to be terrific. And I'm not somebody who just, believes that just because it's the Jets will find a way to ruin him. Nonsense. What a loser way to think. I mean, I don't wake up thinking I'm going to lose. I wake up thinking I'm going to win. And then, of course, this guy doesn't call the timeout. This guy fumbles. We draft the wrong guy. I mean, then I lose. But I think that Adam Gase is interesting. I love that it's a deviation from all of his predecessors, at least since the Parcells, and I documented that. All coordinators, none of them knew how to run a team, all defensive backgrounds. The league's going offense. We know that. That's the trend. It's going in an offensive direction. You have the quarterback. What the hell is so bad about this hire? What's so bad about it? He looks weird. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, friends of mine, people in the media who I love, they're getting on the air today, crushing him. One thing that I've said for a long time, and we get wrapped up in greatness, and we all want to see. And when you see greatness, you know it. It's not necessarily tangible, although it could be with championships and awards, but you know something great, all right? And you know something, quite frankly, that is lackluster, right? I believe that there is greatness, granted a different layer of greatness, clearly, not the ultimate top of the mountain layer of greatness, but there's context in the sense that Gase did what he did, was two games away from being 500 with nothing, with a dysfunctional front office. And at times, an apathetic fan base. You know what I mean? So, we want to, this guy's got Super Bowls. This guy's that, got that. But I think that there's something to be said for a relatively decent, again, two games below 500, but given the context here, level of achievement when you consider what he had to work with. And I've always, I know this is an old example at this point, but it's one of the reasons why I always defended Ewing with incredible vigor and unrelenting defense. Because, he never hit enough big shots, never won. Yep, I got that. I watched every game. But when you watch him dragging, you know, and I love John Starks, and I know John, but John was not, you know, I mean, he was probably on a championship team, the fourth or fifth best player on then those Knicks teams too often. He was the second. So he was miscast, is my point. There's greatness in taking somebody further than they should have been based on what they have asset-wise. And that's how I look at Adam Gase. He took them a little further. He's not, you know, no 3-13s, even this year. Oh, he lost the locker room. I know they got waxed the last couple of games. They were almost 500. So I think it's fine. I'm okay with it. Obviously, we'll open up the phone, see what you think. 1-855-212-4227. Not a home run. I give it a solid, obviously, not a solid home run, but I'll give it a solid double in the gap for baseball verbiage with a chance for a little more, you know? You got the quarterback. You got the cash. Now, McCagnan's got to – now, you can make a case. McCagnan shouldn't be here, and that's something I could certainly engage you in and talk about. But now you got to get him players, and now you got to give Gase a chance to put that incredible offensive acumen to use because he finally has the pupil to do it with, Darnold. 855-212-4227. We'll get the calls. We'll get into some of the other coaching news and items as well, inbounds, out of bounds this hour. Hey, Jerry Ferrara is going to be in today. Tiki is out. So, Mike, Jerry will be here in about an hour or so. So, Jerry's awesome. He's just a great sports fan. Of course, you know him from Entourage, from Power. He'll be here for a good 90 minutes. He'll hang with me for in studio. We'll talk shop. We'll hang out. Get the calls going. Do you like Gase? And by the way, if you're in Miami and you saw Gase, you can comment on that as well if you think I have something wrong. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. All right, with the new year ahead, it's a great time to set goals to make sure it's going to be a strong one for you and your business. Making that perfect hire can help set your team up for success. That's why you should post your job where people go every day to make connections, grow in their career, and discover job opportunities. LinkedIn. Most LinkedIn members aren't checking job boards regularly, but 9 of 10 LinkedIn members are open to and interested in new opportunities like yours. With most of the U.S. workforce on LinkedIn, posting on LinkedIn is the best way to get your job opportunity in front of more of the right people, people with the right skills and background for your role, who are also ready for something new. No wonder new hires made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. Find the right people for your business this year at LinkedIn.com/Tiki. LinkedIn. Am I going to get a cut of this here? LinkedIn.com/Tiki. LinkedIn.com/Tiki. Get $50 off your first job. Post. That's LinkedIn.com/Tiki. Of course, terms and conditions apply. All righty, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody, quick way to save money. Switch to Geico. Homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, get it all at geico.com. What's going on? Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, of course, Sirius XM 206. Tomorrow, full throttle divisional matchups, 2 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday. It's going to be awesome. I mean, is this the end of the road for the Pats? I know we've said that before. Rivers has, that team has a lot of talent. Rivers hasn't been playing well. Now, let's be clear about that for about a month or so. But this Chargers team is dangerous. The whole Dallas dynamic in L.A., how many fans? I mean, do you get 50,000 Cowboy fans? You might. 855-212-4227. We'll get these calls. Inbounds, out of bounds is next. Got a little something on the Raiders there. Something on Eric Spoelstra. By the way, great job by the Greek Freak last night. Got a little extra kick in the MVP race. Beat the Rockets. The Bucks did. He had 21 rebounds. He was going nuts. So we got something on Spoelstra. A little something on a targeting rule in college football and something on social media. So we'll do inbounds, out of bounds after that. Teak is out. Jerry Ferrara is going to stop by. Jerry will be here in about an hour and just made the announcement that he's going to be a dad for the first time. So we'll have a little fun with Jerry. He's a big sports fan. Great guy, of course, Entourage Power. He's awesome. Just a humble dude, a fun guy, and really knows the sports. He's the GM for the Knicks gaming team. So we'll wrap with him. He'll actually come in whenever he gets here because I believe they had a doctor appointment today for that, I believe. But whenever he gets here, he's here for the duration. So it's going to be awesome. All right, let's get some calls. Let's start about Doug in Pennsylvania. Doug is on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Dougie, what's happening? How are you today, Doug?
Not too well, for the simple fact that I am a diehard Miami Dolphins fan, and the New York Jets got Adam Gase, and all these Jets fans are upset, but I think in the long run, they're going to be the ones smiling.
Tell me why. We agree. Tell me why.
I will tell you this. Diehard Dolphins fan forever, and you mentioned something about the fan base, maybe not as big. The fan base for the Dolphins is still there. The problem is Stephen Ross, probably a great guy, never met him in person, but there is so much dysfunction down there, including Tannenbaum coming down from the Jets, so that actually hurt us even more. Then Ryan Tannehill is all I have to say. Great kid, sure a lot of good things about him, but he won so many games with Gase, the 23 I guess I'd say he won, which we probably shouldn't even have won. But I think Gase and certain things like that are what got him to the next level of winning some of those games. And now as a Dolphins fan, I can tell you, Adam Gase will now go to New York and everyone will be critical of him and he will probably light it up and probably give the Patriots the competition that they just haven't had in a number of years in that division.
Oh, Doug, I like where you're coming from, Dougie. Very nice. Sing that melody, Doug. Just, God, I hope you're right. You know, the thing, too, is if you were to wipe away the Cutler run with, I mean, it's part of his record. I get that. So he's 23-25 regular season without, you know, with Cutler being a part of that. But you have to remember the circumstances. Jay Cutler was on the couch, man. Jay Cutler committed to Fox. Jay Cutler didn't even want to play football. And then out of desperation, they said, hey, here's $10 million. Come help us out. You know Adam Gase. You're familiar. It'll be easy transition. He wasn't in shape. I don't even think he cared anymore at that point. So you got to factor it in. Will is down in South Carolina. Will's on Tiki and Tierney. Will, what's up?
Like the man that called first, I agree with him. But my thing is, though, how can they be angry at Adam Gase and they don't know who he really is? He's a good coach. Yeah, I watched him coaching Dolphins. But my thing is, how can you be so mad at a person and sit there and say so bad things and
I'm going to tell you, Will. I'm going to tell you. Negative energy, it just feeds the soul. And, you know, I haven't done this in a while because it's not golf season. But I think you could all you'll be able to relate to this more than any assessment of a head coach, since we're not personnel people. You know, you play golf, and unless you're a scratch, if you're a scratch golfer, number one, I hate you, at least for this exercise, and just fade away for a minute because it applies to the rest of us who stink. You're a golfer, right? And we've all played in outings, right? You go to the range before the outing, you feel good. You pure it at 7-iron, bang, bang, flush, boom, boom. You're just going through the whole line, hybrids, bang, bang, right? And then all of a sudden, you get on the first tee box with people you don't, I'm Joe, I'm Mike, how you doing? I'm Mary, hey Mary, how you doing, Ellen? Yeah, you with this company, let's have some fun. Car girl, where are you? And there's people watching. And all of a sudden, grabbing that 7-iron, not that you get a tee off with that unless it's a par 3. You grabbing that 3-wood off the tee, a little tighter than you did on the range because people are watching. You get that nervous feeling, that negative energy because you're not a good golfer. And that's why Jet fans are really lamenting this hire without really knowing who he is. Because Jet fans, and I'm one of them, we're bad golfers, equating we're kind of used to losing. So you expect the worst. It's lazy. It's weak. It's actually pathetic when you probe into the psychology of that type of a sport fan. It's pathetic. So, you know, you can live your whole life thinking you're never going to hire the right person. Or look at Knicks fans the night they drafted Porzingis. Clowns, morons, boo. You couldn't even say the guy's name 3 days before your draft night. I mean, Mark Berman, you know, the Post, all these people, they didn't know who he was. Who's this guy? Where is he, Lafia? Oh, the Knicks might take... Well, I guess we got to write a story on him. Nobody knew if he could play, you know? How about... This should be interesting. Rad is in Wisconsin, and Rad is on Tiki and Tierney. Rad, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good. Doing good there. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for the call, Rad. What's up, buddy? What do you think?
You bet. You know, I agree with you 100%. I was hoping that the Packers were going to hire Gase, and I was very disappointed that he, you know, at least in the preliminary, he was not even mentioned. But, you know, I agree with you. You know, I know you were saying that, you know, you're getting a lot of texts and stuff that, you know, the Jets fans are, like, kind of up in arms or whatever, but
yep.
You hit it on the head. Look at the quarterbacks you had to work with.
Brad, no doubt. Brad, let me ask you this. So you are in Wisconsin. How far do you live from Lambeau, mile-wise? 20, 30?
I live 2 hours and 15 minutes from my house to Lambeau Field.
About 75, 80 miles, something like that?
Probably about that,
okay.
Maybe a little bit more.
Or a little bit, 90 miles, but you're in the vicinity. The day-to-day, at least the last 2 to 3 years, as it started to go, and maybe 3 years ago, it wasn't very audible, that noise, but certainly the last year and a half it has been, maybe even 2 years with Mike. In the greater Wisconsin area, could you educate, you know, everybody that Mike McCarthy was really not viewed as the asset that a lot of people think that he is as a coaching free agent? I mean, you guys were crushing him daily. Conservative game management, antiquated offense, right? I mean, I'm not making that up, am I?
Well, no, you're not making that up. And, I mean, the list goes on and on, too. I don't forget about the Seattle game and to go to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Several years ago or whatnot, but mm-hmm. he just didn't, I think his message just wasn't, you know,
yeah,
penetrating into the players. He just, you see him on the sidelines, a bad call, he just sits there and takes it. He doesn't,
yeah.
There's no fire, there's no, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, Brad, by the way, doesn't mean that, thanks for the call, buddy, appreciate you, that with a year off, a little revitalization, you know, maybe step away from how he's done things in terms of, you know, running things, maybe add a couple of wrinkles and evolve, not just from a human being point of view, as we always should all strive to do, just, you know, in life day to day, but certainly as a football man. You know, I think that, you know, you might get a little more balance. I mean, you do it 13 years as the head coach of the Packers and the pressure. I know there's not a lot of writers, I mean, like within the Green Bay area, but the attention that the Packers get on all the national outlets, I mean, it's palpable. I mean, it's good and it's bad. And maybe he needs a recharge and he's got to tighten up a few things and change. And if he does, maybe he'll go back to being a borderline elite coach. If not, you know, then you got a problem, you know? 855-212-4227. Ack, what's up? How are you today, Rich?
I'm good.
You good?
Yourself?
I'm good, man. Usually I get worked up over things like this. I'm calm. I'm oddly
very
calm.
Nice. You're like you're the one.
That's scary. Voice of reason. That's usually not good.
I'm actually with you on this,
you know,
one, though.
Yeah, because I can't take it anymore. The world is so negative. I mean, at least give somebody a chance.
Give him a chance. I actually like the move because I thought that he was prematurely let go in Miami. And I understand.
Well, they didn't want to let him go. He was going to be brought back, and then he got into a little power struggle with
Ross. And I understand. Look, the boss is always going to win that. The guy who signs the checks is always going to win that.
No doubt.
But I thought they were at least en route to something good. They had played. Look, Ryan Tannehill hasn't played a lot of games. He's missed a lot of time with injuries. He's been inconsistent because of it. And when they were all healthy and they were on the same page, they were at least competitive.
Yes.
You know, and they went to the playoffs in the first
game. I mean, were they supposed to beat the Steelers at Heinz Field without Tannehill?
No.
No, you're going to lose 30-12 when you have a backup playing against a good team at home. I don't know what they expected. Phones are lit. We're going to keep going with the phones. We're going to push back inbounds, out of bounds a little bit. Jerry will be here probably about an hour or so, so we'll roll with him. 855-212-4227. I obviously need to branch this out away from the Jets. It's not a local show. I'll get the other stuff, incorporate that. After Axe Update, here's Rich coming at you. Football's about to get more fun with Skittles, Snickers, and M&M brands, the official sponsor of Super Bowl 53. Pump up your party all postseason long. Yeah, be out there in Atlanta before you know it. Super Bowl 53, CBS. We'll be out there for the whole week. CBS, of course, on the radio side. Teak and I will be out there, Radio Row. Great presence as always. And then we'll be doing top shows Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And might have a little something special planned for over the weekend. So we are ready to really hit the ground hard. Atlanta, at least not going to be freezing. Minnesota put on a great Super Bowl last year. The city was great, and very unique setup of Radio Row in the Mall of America. And I don't know that I'd want to have to do that every year, but it was kind of cool to mix it up with all the fans and all the people. It was a little congested, so not really matters for you guys, but from our point of view, more the conventional Radio Row in Atlanta. But it's crazy. I mean, it's almost February. Here we go. So season's almost over. I have to play this for you. This is amazing. Then I'm going to get back to the phone. So back in October, Cliff Kingsbury was asked about Kyler Murray, who, by the way, looks like the writing is on the wall. He's probably going to give football a try here. I mean, as he projects higher and higher in the first round, it would be hard not to. And I can explain this some other time, but there's actually a misnomer. There's been a lot of people who've said, oh, go for the guaranteed money of the more money in baseball. Not actually true unless you really make it, because arbitration and controllable stuff, and without getting boring, that's actually not accurate. If he were to go in the first round, he'd get a boatload of cash that he will not get for a long time for the A's, if he even makes the majors, just so you know that. So I do believe monetarily, which has been grossly misrepresented by many, it actually makes more sense to actually try football. But anyway, Cliff Kingsbury talked about this, and this was October 28th. Listen to this.
Kyler is, I mean, he's a freak, man. Purdy's a really good young player, and he's going to be a tremendous player, but Kyler is a freak, and I've followed him since he was a sophomore in high school, and just think the world of him and what he can do on a football field. And I mean, I don't have enough good things to say about him. He's phenomenal. I've never seen him have a poor outing, not one, which a quarterback, it's impossible to do, but he's done it. And I don't know, I'd take him with the first pick of the draft if I could. I know he's signed up to play baseball, but he is a dominant football player, and I would take him with the first pick.
How amazing is that? How amazing is that, that he just said that? I'm not saying he doesn't mean that or that he didn't mean that back then. It sounded like he did. I don't think he was just unnecessarily, you know, embellishing his skill set, but he never thought he'd be coaching the team with the first overall pick. First of all, he never thought, I can't imagine that he thought this year he would crack the NFL. I even if he's the most confident guy in the world, then who's he dating now? Holly Saunders, right? Yeah, so he probably is pretty confident. She put something on social media acknowledging the relationship. Good for him. And he's got to be confident there, I would imagine. So maybe he is confident enough to think in his own private thoughts, even in October, I'll be in the NFL. But even if he did have that level of confidence or arrogance or, in some mind, delusion, because it just didn't seem like it was going to happen, not now, he still would. What were the odds of him actually getting the job of the team with the first overall pick? So this creates something very interesting, which, by the way, has happened before. The 1990 Cowboys, when they drafted Aikman, they also took, in the supplemental pick, they took a quarterback that year as well, Walsh. So there's ways, I mean, it would be incredibly, not unprecedented because it did happen with Dallas, but if they took Rosen as a top 10 player a year ago, and then they take Kyler Murray one, I mean, can you entice the Giants, the Jaguars, the Broncos, somebody to go up and make an aggressive play for Josh Rosen? I think Josh Rosen's going to be good. And I got to tell you, as much as I love Kyler Murray, we had him on the show. We met him on Tops. He came in with his Heisman Trophy. Really good young man. Sick athlete. We know that. He's 5'9". I mean, it's not like he's just almost 6 feet. He's 5'9". I mean, he's small. So, I mean, I would stick with Rosen, but boy, they could do some wacky stuff. And, of course, wouldn't you know it, Kingsbury went on the Jim Rome show today after he was introduced as head coach of the Cards. And, of course, Romey had to ask him. Here's what happened.
Incredible arm talent. You know, he's very cerebral, very smart young man, tough. You watched the end of this year, you know, the O-line got beat up some, and he was taking some shots, continued to get up, never complained, continued to fight. So there's some real strong building blocks that he has to be a really good player in this league. And I'm just excited to start working with him.
All right, so obviously, he couldn't talk about Murray, and Romey asked him this because Romey's obviously going to do his homework, do his job, but he hasn't declared for the draft yet, so you've got to respect that. It's somebody else's property. Not that it's necessarily tampering with college, but it's clearly frowned upon. So there you go. It's one of mixing something fresh. We get back to the calls, 855-212-4227. Let's go to Vegas. Tom is up now on Tiki and Tierney. What up, Tom? How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. First of all, shout out to Tiki. I'm a longtime Giants fan, but
nice.
Thanks for having me on the show.
You got it, buddy. I'll let him know.
Thanks. I know that we were talking about the Gase situation. Mm-hmm. You know, all in all, I think Gase is a great coach. I think that he kind of got hurt with Tannehill getting hurt. I mean, you got Tannehill in there, and he's a winner. Let's face it. I mean, it might be ugly, but he wins games.
Yeah, that's true.
Tannehill goes in there. They beat the Patriots. He throws three touchdowns with 298 yards. You keep a guy like that with moving to New York with Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
My only question is Gase going to be able to handle the media out there in New York?
Well, you know, I obviously addressed that at the start of the show. Thanks for the call there, Tom. I don't want to say that I'm never going to say the New York media is overrated, because the New York media, in my opinion, is the best in the sports world. And, you know, when you have that aggressive mentality, you're going to get great stories. You're going to get great angles. You're going to get answers. You're going to have accountability. So he's going to have to be lined up properly. He's going to have to be ready to fend off some detractors if he doesn't get off to a quick start. And if he doesn't get off to a quick start, he, not that he's got to kiss anybody's behind, but, you know, that act of arrogance that he tried to drop into Miami, not going to fly here. It's just, I mean, it didn't really fly down there. It will not work here. And that's why I will say this. I am a fan of, and it's been well documented, a lot of people have regurgitated this today. You know, it's been well chronicled that coaches who got fired and then immediately got thrust right back into the immediate next coaching cycle, they did not have a lot of success. So there is something to be said for exhaling, and I said this before, learning, you know, from your mistakes, in enhancing your repertoire, widening it, expanding it. He didn't get a chance to do that. He's going right back in the hopper. But I also don't think he's burned out. He only coached for 3 years there. And when it went sideways, it went sideways fast. But did it go sideways because of Gase? Or did it go sideways because there were guys who were stealing money in that locker room and who weren't accountable? And quite frankly, who weren't very good? Now, I'm not going to completely exonerate Adam Gase. He was the head coach, you know? He's culpable. That's why he lost his job. I'll give him a chance. And I think he's going to do okay. I'm excited. Dougie's in Green Bay. Doug is on Tiki and Tierney. What up, Doug? How you doing today?
Good. How you guys doing? I listen to your show every day I drive home from work.
That's what I want to hear, Doug. Awesome. We appreciate that. What did you want to get in today?
I want to touch base on the McCarthy subject that you were talking about. I'm a fan of McCarthy. Don't get me wrong. He did a lot for the organization. But I'm intrigued to see what he does without Rodgers. The talk here, I'm about 8 minutes away from Lambeau. I live right in Green Bay.
Nice.
The talk here is that Rodgers made McCarthy the kind of coach he was. Not to say that he wasn't a good coach, but he made him successful looking. Because the years and the games that Rodgers went down, McCarthy's numbers as a winning
terrible.
Coach are not great.
And the quarterbacks, and by the way, Doug, the quarterbacks looked completely ill-prepared, overwhelmed, and inept.
Exactly.
I know.
McCarthy is supposed to be some quarterback guru is what, you know, as he came out to say. And he did not prepare any of the backup quarterbacks that replaced Rodgers when he went down.
Nope.
So I'm interested to see, you know, if Rodgers actually made McCarthy the coach he was and gave him the resume that he has, or if he can actually go elsewhere and be a winning coach with another organization. My thought is I think he's taking a step back. I think he's going to take the year off. I think Pittsburgh.
Well, he has to. He doesn't have a choice, Doug. Nobody wanted him. He has to take the year off.
I think Pittsburgh's going to miss the playoffs. Tomlin's going to get let go. Yeah. McCarthy's from Pittsburgh. I think he's going to go there.
Wouldn't, you know, it's been floated out. Tomlin's entering the final stretch of that run. Thanks for the call there, Doug, where it's time. It's time to move here. Let's go. I'm not saying that I supported him being fired this year. I certainly don't. I think Tomlin's more of an asset. And Tiki and I have talked about Mike Tomlin all the time. It's a national team. A lot of drama, kind of a circus atmosphere. Big Ben's always in the middle of some, nothing really overt, but just a couple things like his leadership style kind of makes you scratch your head. Antonio Brown, we've discussed him ad nauseum. Yeah, it's time for Tomlin to get it back on track, or he's probably got to go. I mean, you could probably say that an organization that wasn't nearly as conservative as the Steelers are with their head coaching decisions, they probably, not all of them, but they most of them probably would have had a serious discussion as to whether or not the time is now to move on from Tomlin. Doesn't mean that it's the right thing, but I believe it would have been on the radar for a lot of teams if they weren't, you know, they didn't have three coaches for basically 60 years. Mike is on Tiki and Tierney. He's here in New York City. Mike, what's going on, man? How are you today?
Hey, BD, what's up?
What up, man?
What's up? Yeah, no, I agree with what how you opened up about the fan base in New York. I'm not a Jets fan. I'm a Giant fan, but I'm a diehard Knicks fan. I feel like the Knicks and the Jets, whatever they do, is always met with this ridiculous negative reaction based on, you know, their past, which is justified to an extent. But, you know, at some point, you have to start looking at it with somewhat of an optimistic, you know, view of the future. I mean, it's just...
Mike, let me stop you for a second. Mike, let me hop in first because I want to guide you in this direction here. And even if you're not equipped emotionally or intellectually or whatever to be optimistic. You at least have to be measured. And that's what I think's been missing in the evaluation. Thanks for the call, bud. I'd give you a little more time, but I'm up against the update here in a couple minutes. I think that it's been, the vitriol has been unnecessarily, you know, thrown around and recklessly without any really, anything, any real substance behind it. It's just a lot of empty rhetoric, really. I mean, put me on record. If I'm wrong in 2, 3, 4 years, I think Adam Gase is a pretty good coach. I don't think he's great. I know he's not terrible. I think he's interesting. And, you know, there is such a thing in this world as being better next time around. You know, some people learn from failures. Some people look in the mirror and they self-assess. And if he does and he tweaks, Adam Gase could be terrific for the Jets. Hour two coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.